Jared Lear, the Troy police officer who shot unarmed Troy resident Dominique McDonald in the head and arm, was not indicted this week. Monday's grand jury decision said that the officer's actions were legally justified. On Wednesday morning, community members held a press conference in front of the Troy police stations. Their goals were to protest the recent decision, call for governor to appoint an independent prosecutor, demand that the city of Troy create a civilian review board, and draw comparisons to the national pattern of police officers receiving preferential treatment after extrajudicial shootings of people of color. WOOC correspondent Elizabeth Press was at the news conference. Several people spoke out. Here are just a few of those voices, including Jamaica Miles of Citizen Action. Actually, she may be the Alliance for Quality of Education. Dominique McDonald's uncle, Messiah Cooper, and his lawyer, Mark Mishler. First, we hear from Mr. Mishler.
We knew going into this that the deck was stacked against justice for Dominique in the criminal justice system, but we still had hope that somehow the right thing would happen, that the police officer who used deadly force against Dominique McDonald last August would be held criminally accountable for his actions. Being a young black man in this country means that you are at least 9 times more likely to be killed by law enforcement officer than any other group of people. 9 times more likely. That's what the statistics show. And we also know from lots of experience that when someone is killed by the police, the chances of the police officer being held accountable through the legal system are almost zero. It almost never, never happens. And so we saw that in Ferguson, Missouri. We saw it in Staten Island, and we've seen it in countless other places around our country. And now we've seen it again in Troy, because this is the second time in 2 years. We have a young man who was unarmed, did not pose a threat, certainly did not create any risk of harm to Officer Eiler or anybody else, and yet was subjected to a use of deadly physical force. And it was deadly physical force, despite the fact that he survived. The use of force was still deadly physical force.
That's right. Yes.
There were at least 4 shots fired. At least 4 shots fired by Officer Eiler directly at Dominique McDonald. He was hit by at least 2 of those shots. So it was just good fortune that he was not killed, because he could have been, and based on the actions of the police officer, would have been. So what I want to say is we're going to keep fighting for justice for Dominique, and I want everybody to understand that what the Schenectady County District Attorney's Office did here fits a pattern and fits a playbook that has been used around the country. And the playbook is when a police officer kills someone, instead of doing what they ordinarily do in any other potential criminal case, in any other case, you present a case to a grand jury, and you present only the evidence that you need as a prosecutor to get an indictment, because there's nothing else that you need to do in the grand jury. The goal from a prosecutor is to get an indictment, and it's very easy to do that because the standard is so low. And they get indictments, of course, 99% of the time in ordinary cases. But when a police officer is the target of the investigation, the playbook changes, and instead of just presenting what is necessary in order to get an indictment, they take the strategy, well, we're going to present the grand jury, which is 23 regular citizens. We're going to present them with every single piece of evidence, every witness that we can find, every single thing, and let the grand jury sort through it. So that's a recipe for no indictment.
Hey, hey!
Ho, ho!
Racist Johnson gotta go! Hey, hey!
Ho, ho!
Strong communities, when they come together, make police and politicians obsolete.
Strong community with strong unity.
That being said, I want to invite to the bullhorn Dominique McDonald's uncle, Messiah. He's been our de facto leader in the Justice for Dominique movement, and we invite him to speak for a few minutes. Please welcome Messiah, y'all.
Thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to support not only me and Justice for Dameek, but to stand for truth. The truth needs someone to support it, even when surrounded by a pack of lies. The liars that covered up a murder, the liars that condone an attempted murder and make excuses for the behavior of the very people that supposed to police us, me and my people are held to a higher standard than anybody on this planet. According to the laws imposed on us, the laws that they impose on us imprison us, enslave us.
Look at my wrist.
They don't protect us. We have no protection under these laws in America for some reason. There will be justice and accountability. We need a citizens review board in this here city with teeth, not just in name alone. We need to hold our elected officials accountable. Now, if they're not going to be held accountable, my thing is, I have to, and we have to keep them out of our community. They do more harm than they do good. They fast track our babies to prison. And them themselves are not held accountable to the same laws that they hold the babies accountable to. It can't be. It can't be. We have to call for change. We have to call on the governor to step in, and not only when there is a murder, but in any aggressive force used by the police. If their firearm is discharged, the attorney general needs to step in and handle the case.
IG.
Yes.
It just can't be if they kill us. And even when they kill us, we still receive no justice.
Our children are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
Our children are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
My name is Jamaica Miles. I'm the lead organizer with Citizen Action of New York. We are a statewide organization that fights for social, racial, economic, and environmental justice. What we have heard today is how we are all connected. The Schenectady district attorney decided that the Troy cop did not need to be prosecuted. Every day, the Schenectady DA decides that black and brown bodies will end up in jails and prisons, but police officers are exempt. That the crimes that they commit are not crimes against people, but their service to communities. Communities like the ones here in Troy. We are all connected. Whether we are in Schenectady, Albany, Troy, and across this nation, we are seeing the same systemic and institutional injustice that Troy faces every single day.
Speak.
And we say no more.
Retire.
We say no more.
Retire.
Troy will not allow for officers to kill our people.
No more.
No more.
And go unchecked. That a liar, I'm sorry, what's his name? A liar would be able to return to work in the same community that he abused. That he did not protect, but that he destroys. That we will hold our elected officials accountable. So I am proud to stand here today, not just as a representative of Citizen Action of New York, to call for justice for Dameek, but to stand here as a member of our community of people that demand justice for everyone. So our next steps will be to end systemic and institutional racism and oppression.
So we don't have to worry about this no more.
Will have justice.
We
will ensure that our children can safely walk to school and not shy away from police officers because they don't know if they could die that day.
We want peace, not war.
We will ensure that I no longer have to have a conversation with my children about how to react to police officers to make sure they come home safely. We will not demand that our residents should know better than the trained officers on how to interact.
Speak.
If they are trained, if they go to training academies, but they feel as if they need to kill us to keep themselves safe, we have problems with their training.
Yep.
And we will demand changes to their training. Anti-racism training.
Right.
You can't become a police officer and come into our communities and not know how to deal with our communities.
Yes.
Your cultural bias should not cost us our lives.
Yep. Speak.
So today and every day forward, I look forward to working with Justice for Demeek and every other community organization and individual to ensure that Troy is safe for the communities and residents that live here.
That was Jamaica Miles from Citizen Action at Wednesday morning's news conference to express outrage that the police officer who shot Demeek McDonald was not indicted. We also heard from Demeek McDonald's uncle, Messiah Copper, and his lawyer, Mark Mishler. The press conference was emceed by Alfonso Rodriguez. Those voices were brought to us by WOOC correspondent Elizabeth Press.